From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. United States President Donald Trump arrived at the Pentagon Thursday for talks with senior military leaders as Congress was embroiled in a budget battle. The president said a government shutdown could occur.
But if for any reason it shuts down, the worst thing is what happens to our military.
Ultimately, the president said it was up to the Democrats and Congress to get the government funded. A group of top Chinese Communist Party leaders is meeting in Beijing to discuss amendments to the country's constitution. There is speculation that Chinese President Xi Jinping could use the opportunity to amend Article 79 of the constitution, which states that the president and vice president of China can only serve two consecutive terms in office. David Zweig said he doesn't believe Xi has the authority yet to pull off such a controversial move.
I think he still probably needs to prove to his colleagues that he actually can deliver on many fronts before they're going to give him a third term.
Xi was approved to begin his second five-year term last year and is now slated to step down in 2022. But many believe he wants to stay in office longer. Zimbabwe's president says elections will be in May or June as he faces pressure at home and abroad to deliver a credible vote to cement his legitimacy. President Emmerson Mnangagwa took power from longtime ruler Robert Mugabe with the military's help in November, and this will be the first election without Mugabe since Zimbabwe gained independence in 1980. For additional stories, pictures, and videos, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch has released its annual report for 2018, which looks at the state of human rights in more than 90 countries. David Mifim said Myanmar is strongly criticized in the report.
One of the things that we're calling for in the report is much more concerted pressure to be applied to the Myanmar authorities.
He also wondered why there wasn't a clear call from governments around the world for leaders of the Myanmar military to have targeted sanctions against them. The organization says events over the past 12 months have shown that political leaders should be more willing to take on what it calls authoritarian populist agendas. In addition, speaking to VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren on Wednesday, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said that the events taking place in Myanmar, also known as Burma, is one of the worst tragedies she's ever seen. The ambassador said everything needed to be looked at with regards to the situation.
I don't think that we should in any way be soft on what is happening in Burma with the government or with the military. I think they need to be held accountable for what they've done. And I think we need to make sure that we provide a safe place for the refugees, because repatriation is not something that is going to come easily because they're too scared to go back.
Haley said that she'd be willing to continue working with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on the issue. The South Korean public has been generally supportive of North Korea participating in the upcoming Olympics as a way to foster cooperation with its nuclear-armed neighbor. But as Brian Patton reports, they are divided over the decision to field a joint women's hockey team that critics say places politics over competitive fairness.
The decision to add North Korean players to the South's women's hockey team, which has already qualified for the Games, is seen by many as unfair to the players who earn their positions. According to a recent poll, over 80% of South Koreans welcome the North's decision to send a large delegation to the upcoming 2018 Pyeongchang Olympics in the South. But 70% of the public opposes the formation of a combined North-South team. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte urged Congress to pass a bill granting self-rule to the country's Muslim minority, warning that its collapse would see separatist rebel abandon a peace process and declare war again. The largest Muslim rebel group, the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, signed a peace deal with the government in 2014 to end nearly 50 years of conflict that has killed more than 120,000 people and displaced 2 million. Central to resolving that is passage of the Bangsamoro Basic Law, which will create a new autonomous area in the Mindanao region. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.